from political correctness to so-called cancel culture, but a majority of Americans see woke as something positive, an awareness of social injustice. A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds that 56% see it that way, including three-quarters of Democrats and more than a third of Republicans. About a quarter across party lines say they don't know enough about the term to make a judgment call.
That's Skip Kelly. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Some clouds tonight will increase, and then tomorrow partly cloudy by afternoon and a little cooler, a lot less humid and breezy. Overnight 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow warming back to the upper 70s. Already return flow late in the day and tomorrow night brings in more humidity and not as cool Saturday night, where lows mostly in the 60s, some 50s. A breezy Sunday, increasing clouds. Late day afternoon storms or showers into Sunday night. A warm high of 84. Cooler Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. No limit.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and University of New Orleans Privateers basketball. And now let's go live to WGSO radio personality Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint, and we got four great guests. We're going to start off with Gary Smith, who joins us on a regular basis with The Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so look, we're going to talk about a couple of topics, the Saints, of course, and the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. But let's start with the Saints and the Derek Carr situation. And I'm thinking that you might be the only person who might agree with me that I don't think this, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, because I people say I'm very critical and all that stuff, and I hope I'm wrong, but I would have gone in another direction. I still think we should have drafted a quarterback, whoever was available later in the first round, and then maybe relied on Andy Dalton to be the mentor, the backup, whatever. It's a lot of money to spend on Derek Carr, who reminds me of a few other guys like Dak Prescott, who looks pretty good in the regular season, has not won a playoff game, and he's expensive, obviously. You know, maybe the going rate for starting quarterbacks. So I want to get your thoughts on it, because I don't think I would have done that if I was calling the shots.
Yeah, you know, I'm not shy on opinions usually, but I'm going to stay on the fence on this one because I don't really know. And what I mean by that is I think it's certainly a polarizing decision. You're right. Mainstream media that cover the Saints have been sort of raving over the deal as if they've gotten a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Yet this is a guy who was available for a reason. The Raiders decided they couldn't win with him, and he had one of the worst years of his career this past year, which we saw when the Saints shut the Raiders out and never let him across midfield. How often does that happen in an NFL game? So there's that side. But then the people who don't like the move are trashing him like as if he's never been good. And he's had some really good years. You're right. He hadn't gotten to prove it in the playoffs. The Raiders only made it twice. And one of the years they made it, which was probably the best team they had under him, he got injured and wasn't able to play in the playoffs. And he played pretty well against the Bengals last year in a game they came incredibly close to winning. And then the Bengals went on to the Super Bowl. So I can see both sides. The real issue is, it's a deal. It's how close do you think the Saints are to really being a contender? If the Saints clearly think they're closer than a lot of people think they are, and I don't necessarily think they're wrong. Their defense played a lot better in the second half of the year. Really, it comes down to what kind of a coach you think Dennis Allen is. If he's not a good coach, and there's a lot of history that says that's the case, then it almost doesn't matter what they do, because whatever decision they make is kind of going to be sabotaged by his coaching during the year and his decision making. If they are close, then I think this will make a difference. I know this. I know some people who are Raider fans, and they've kind of never really liked Derek Carr, and they sort of felt like he was overrated even when he was playing well. So let's see. I'm not sure. I see your point. I think he's better than what they would have gotten. I'm not sold on this rookie class in the NFL, but I could be wrong. Yeah, we'll see. But one thing's for sure, the Saints have to win. And not just win the division, but they have to win the division and look like a real contender for this deal to work out. And that's asking a lot.
Well, yeah, the division is winnable. I mean, I don't know about the conference, but the division is winnable.
Right.
And we don't know what Tampa Bay is going to do. I guess Carolina, with that trade they made, we'll see. I think they're going to pick Stroud, I would guess. They're not saying – But let's say they do that. But the problem, in my opinion, is, and I think this was done because of Dennis Allen's relationship. Remember, he drafted Derek Carr, so you think about that. But I'm worried about the sacrifices to the rest of the roster. Mm-hmm. They've got to get better at multiple positions. I think at the offensive line, they got issues. They got wide receiver and running back. And I don't know what kind of money they're going to have available with this in the free agency. So it's going to come down probably to the draft. And then I understand Davenport and Onyemata might be gone. So they're going to lose some of their better defensive players. Cam Jordan's getting older. I mean, he's great. He's a Hall of Famer. But so I'm worried about the sacrifice that you wouldn't have to make if you made a first-round draft choice, because it would be a lot less expensive and you'd have more money to spread across the roster. That's my concern with this decision.
Yeah. And all of those concerns are totally legitimate. I can't argue with a single thing you said. The Saints feel they're close. They feel that with a better offense, with a quarterback that can be a difference maker, and it's not clear that Derek Carr is that person. They feel like those issues, that a lot of their issues came down to that position. You know my feeling on that during the year. Andy Dalton certainly wasn't the answer, but I thought there were some bigger problems than him. It's going to come down to that defense. If they play like they did in the second half of the year, then this is a better team than it looks on paper. If they don't, they do have a lot of issues on offense across the board, including how many games is Alvin Kamara even going to be able to play next year.
And so, Mike Thomas.
Their receivers, I was so harsh. Nobody was as harsh on their receivers as I was last year. I think I actually called them trash a couple of times. So, Dennis Allen is gambling that they're already close, and he's gambling on himself that he is a good coach. And obviously, a lot of the negativity is based on people just not thinking he can win, and that's legit too in a lot of ways. But obviously, he can't work that way. he has to assume that he knows what he's doing, and that he feels like the roster is a lot closer than a lot of people do. So we'll find out.
Well, I mean, I think Derek Carr again is like a Dak Prescott kind of guy who can be good in the regular season. I'm worried about him in the postseason, and they better either through free agency or the draft, they better address the running back and wide receiver issue. So we'll see how that goes. I want to switch to the Pelicans. Zion maybe 2 weeks away from being available. The positive of it is that if he can play at the end of the season, and their schedule is one of the easy schedules. I think they got Houston twice still, and so and they're already they would be in the play-in right now. I think they're gonna be in the play. I'm willing to say, Gary, right now, I expect worst case scenario they make it between 7 and 10 because of their roster and their schedule. And so, so what do you think about that? Now, where do you think, from what we're hearing about in 2 weeks about Zion, do you think Zion's going to play before the end of the season?
I do not think he's going to play before the end of the season, just based on history. No inside information on. Not as willing to go as far as you on that. Their next 7 games are all, they'll be favored in 7 straight games, including a stretch where they play Houston on the road twice in a row and San Antonio, 2 of the 3 worst teams in the league. They have to make hay right now, because their 9 games after that to close the regular season are all difficult, not like impossibly difficult, but all games that are kind of toss-ups at home and some tough games on the road. So they need to make hay right now. If they can win like 6 of these next 7, I agree with you, they'll be in the playoff game. But if they slip up a couple times and they've just played some awful basketball, particularly on the road, then they go into that stretch at the end of the year. I'm not sold on it. I do think their roster is good enough to do it and should do it, but boy, they've been mystifyingly bad on the road in some games this year, where it really doesn't even look like they're. I mean, they don't look like they're giving full effort, honestly, in a lot of those games. I can't put my finger on what the problem is.
Well, that was I guess you say, even though that Jokic was injured, and they but Ingram was also in that game against Dallas. To me, again, it's just, I don't know if it's going to work. Obviously, with the move
doesn't
they
look
made,
like it will.
But that was not a good loss for Dallas, because they, even though he was injured, Ingram was out as well. So, but where is Ingram? Ingram's got an ankle issue now, so I don't know where he is. If he's, because if they don't have Ingram either, even against the bad teams, I think they're okay. But they could have a toss-up games. You wouldn't like their chances if they have neither Zion or Ingram.
No.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and yeah, I really do think they're still, they have a chance to make hay still. They still are, they've proven that with this roster, even without Zion, they're capable of playing really well. We just haven't seen it in a long time. And of course, that's assuming Brandon Ingram is 100%. This is the essentially the roster that they made their run on in the, at the, in the playoffs last year. And at the end of the regular season, they've got a, they've just got a, it feels to me like they've gone without, they got so dependent on Zion when he was playing so awesome before he got injured, they forgot, they forgot how to play without him. And then they got to get that back. And it's still, I mean, Gary, the standings are still so bunched up, they could move up fast if they get it together.
Sounds good. Hey, Gary, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me on. You too.
All right, that was Gary Smith. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk a little, we got Nola on Tap, actually, at Lafreniere Park next weekend with Shane Finkelstein. He'll be with me in studio. And we have Glenn Gilbo as well coming up. We'll be back right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
All right, we're back for the next segment, and we always talk about, you know, we talk about sports, but we also talk about all the great events in the New Orleans area. And you know, this is a time of year we're at you know, spring. We're very close to starting spring, and we got all the St. Patrick's stuff going on. We got another great event coming up next Saturday in 1 week on March 18th, NOLA on Tap, Beer Fest. So I love beer festivals. I think they're awesome. You get to try so many different beers. This one's going to be next Saturday, 2 to 7 at Lafreniere Park. We got Shane Figelstein with us to give us all the great details. You know, he does Top Taco as well, which is a great event. But NOLA on Tap, man, sounds good. Tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mitch. I appreciate it. You got some Baileys in that coffee over there. You ready to start partying for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I wish. It's just a one of those frappes or whatever they call it.
Well, NOLA on Tap was around for 10 years pre-COVID, run by the LASPCA. When COVID hit, they decided to shut down the event because they couldn't handle the operations anymore. Yeah. They brought me into the picture to help them revive the big beer festival, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and everybody loves that next Saturday afternoon, Lafreniere Park, easy to get to. And I'm looking at the, you know, some of the things going on. Of course, there's going to be a lot of craft beer. Everybody loves that. Homebrews. I mean, they just had the homebrew festival, the Deutsches Haus I went to, which was great as well. I know you love to have a little a show like the wrestling, and I see that involved, and then a doggy drag show. So tell us a little bit about what other stuff you got besides drinking some beer.
Well, for you sports fans, we've got the Jameson Sports Bar showing all the tournament games next Saturday, round two.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We'll be starting the, you know, the tournament starts. So,
tournament,
And those
watch my Terps.
those are the games to get into the Sweet 16 if it's a second round, right? To get from 32 to 16, and Tulane maybe. I mean, they're playing in the AAC tournament right now. Semifinals, they probably would have to win today against Memphis and then beat Houston, which tall task. They've lost to Houston by 50 points in two games, I think. So that's not good, but. Anyway, there's it's always exciting, and this is a year where it's so wide open, but that's great that, you know, everybody loves to drink beer and watch sports, right?
Yeah. I don't think LSU is going to make it this year, but Tulane's got an outside shot.
Yeah, they got to pull that off. And tell us a little bit about the wrestling, because I know, you know, when I've been a judge at Top Taco several times. I love doing that, and I know you've done some of the wrestling with the men and the women. So tell us a little bit about that as
well. Yeah, you know, we have four events a year, and our events are meant to be fun, and not just sitting around tasting beers. There's three stages of live music going on. We have wrestling with some luchadors in it, but we also have the wrestling at every one of our events. So a food fight coming up in May is a Jello wrestling. We've got Cinco de Mayo Fest. That's luchador wrestling. Top Taco's luchador wrestling. And this is brutality wrestling, which is mostly female wrestlers.
And that's a great name for that. Yeah. And all these events are going to be, I know this one obviously is at Lafreniere Park. I know you did Food Fight last year. Is that going to be the permanent venue for you guys?
No, actually we're doing Food Fight at Spanish Plaza this year. We moved it out of the Bywater in Crescent Park. And
oh, that's right. It was a Crescent
beautiful Park. Location now. They finished the ferry landing path. So it's nice and ready for events again.
Yeah, that's a great location. I mean, for people downtown.
Yep.
And so tell us about for our listening audience how they want to purchase tickets. I know you have different packages, so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about the entertainment. We've got three stages: George Porter and John Cleary on one stage. We got Choppa and some DJs on another stage, and we have Mark Stone, The Rumble, and Honey Island Swamp Band on the third stage. We have our friends at Hyundai and Metairie presenting the wrestling. We have over 35 different beers companies out there, hundreds of beers. We got 25 homebrewers for the homebrew competition. And you can get all this information on our website at www.nolaontap.org. And tickets are still available right now at the early bird rate. That's going to probably end tomorrow. So get your $15 entry tickets, your $45 all-inclusive beer tickets, or your premium VIP package, which includes a crawfish boil from Klessy's.
Right. And you can try as much beer as you like, right?
It's unlimited beer for those who buy the beer packages, correct.
What you got... Yeah, like I said, I was, you know, a couple of months ago, they had the Homebrew Festival, which they do, which was, and they had some commercial beers as well. But that's great to have those people because they're really passionate about making their own beer. And, you know, so I've worked with them as well. And then you've got, tell some of the beer companies that are going to be participating.
Oh, we've got just about every local regional brewery in, from Second Line Brewing, Courtyard Brewing, Zony Mash is one of our big stage sponsors. We have Abita coming out. We also have Modelo as a stage sponsor. We have Nola Brewing. You name it, they're going to be out there. Port Orleans, Urban South. We have all the big breweries in town. And we also have great food. I didn't even tell you, I have to have great food at my festivals. And we have Joel's Lobster Rolls. We have Pee Wee's Crab Cakes. We have Los Jefes Grill. We have Avo Taco. We have barbecue from Gonzo's. It's going to be lit. So I hope you come hungry.
Yeah, I remember the last event, we had the lobster rolls. They were unbelievable. So that I think that might have been my favorite. That was fantastic. And so, right, because you have alcohol, so you have to have something to eat, and that's good as well. And you have all those great restaurants participating. Anything else you want to mention before we let – I'm going to give you another minute or two because I know you want to talk about the Saints or the Pelicans or something, but give us any further details we need to know about the event.
Yes, absolutely. This event is for the LASPCA. Okay. So you're welcome to bring out your dog. That's the Doggy Drag Show, the first ever in the country Doggy Drag Show going on. And, you know, it's pet friendly. It is not kid friendly because we have some, not kid friendly stuff going on in there. All inclusive beer packages and infants don't really work so well. So we encourage you to drive safely, buy one of our designated driver tickets, or take Uber or Lyft to the event.
Yeah, and that's very important to drink responsibly, right? Because you can have so many options as well. Do you want to mention anything about? I know you're a big sports guy. You want to mention? Are you happy with the Derek Carr?
I think he's worth the risk. He's still got, you know, five plus years in him, I would think. I'm excited about my New York Mets offseason. I'm hoping for a good run on the Mets. The Pelicans, I'm a little disappointed with. They looked flat the last month or two. I think they could win without Zion right now, but they're just not doing it. And I hope they get on track. I'd like to see them make the playoffs.
Do you like anybody in the college basketball tournament? Anybody? Because to me, this is a year. I was actually at the casino recently. I'm a hockey guy, too. Been to several games, as you
I'm
see.
I'm a Ranger fan.
Oh, yeah. Then they got Patrick Kane, so that was big.
I'm actually related to Patrick Kane through marriage.
Oh, wow.
The greatest American hockey player of all time.
Yeah, he is one. He's up there. There's no question.
He's number one, I think.
Okay. And, because I have some buddies who are followed just like I do, and I was in Tampa for a couple of games and saw the Predators play as well. It's just, I wish we had a team. I really do, but that ain't going to happen. But anyway, yeah, I couldn't pick a team because I was looking at the odds and all that, and I just couldn't pick a team. But my University of Miami, to me, is maybe a sleeper, 25-30-1. But I think there's like 20, 25 teams that can win the college basketball. I think it's wide open this year. I think half of the field might have a chance to win. But anyway, final thoughts, NOLA on tap next Saturday.
Next Saturday, NOLAontap.org from 2 to 7 at Lafreniere Park. Hope to see you there.
Sounds great, man. No, you can't pass up those great prices and great beer. I mean, there's not, and food, and you get to see the wrestling and the dogs and all that good stuff. So we're going to take a break. We're going to talk to Glenn Gilbo and get his thoughts on the Saints, Pelicans, and LSU baseball, number one in the country right now. That's good stuff as well. So we'll be back right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement. Jeff Foster,
he's a man of integrity. Attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Police make an arrest in a 30-year-old child murder cold case. Tico Fox has more.
A Louisiana man and woman have been arrested in a 31-year-old cold case of an infant found in a garbage bag in Picayune, Mississippi. Louisiana State Police Trooper Kate Stiegel.
Jointly with Louisiana State Police and the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation, we were able to identify the parents of that deceased infant to be 50-year-old Inga Johansson Carrier and 50-year-old Andrew Carrier.
The Carriers have been charged with first-degree murder in the death of their infant daughter.
We're truly grateful to be able to bring this closure and this case to a close.
I'm Tico Fox.
Another reminder for you, we set our clocks ahead 1 hour tonight as we go to daylight saving time. The State Fire Marshal's office says today would be the perfect day to check your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to assure the batteries are good. Perhaps a trip to the hardware store for batteries or even brand new alarms is warranted. This is news from LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Back live here in the paint, WGSA Radio. Mitch Gibbs here live in downtown New Orleans. Big weekend, St. Patrick's. They got the Irish Channel Parade today, and then tomorrow they go to a little bit west of the city in Jefferson Parish and Metairie for the Metairie Road Parade. But we're talking a little sports here. We got Glenn Gilbo with Outkick.com with us right now. So, Glenn, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. Hey, so I want to cover three topics with you. First, the Saints. I want to get your thoughts on the Derek Carr situation. The Saints bring Derek Carr in to be their quarterback. I want you to, because I'm a little skeptical. I hope I'm wrong, because obviously I want the Saints to do great in everything. But he's expensive. I guess that's sort of like the going rate. I'm worried about the sacrifices to the rest of the roster. They really need to get better offensively, in my opinion. They might have to address some issues on the offensive line, as well as obviously a wide receiver and then running back, with in addition to the fact that they need depth, plus Kamara could be suspended. So I want to get your thoughts on the whole perspective of that. Do you like the decision to bring in Derek Carr?
Well, I think Derek is better than what they have at quarterback, not by much, but I think he's better, and he's not as expensive as I thought he would be. It's kind of backloaded and didn't cost a draft choice, which originally I thought it was. So that's good, you know, and they can kind of get out of the deal. So I don't think it's a bad acquisition. You know, he's kind of a mid-range ranked quarterback, but again, I think that's better than what they have.
Yeah, and so in other words, you're saying that because I haven't looked at the fine print, you're saying that there's a lot of money that's not guaranteed on this contract. Is that what they're saying? So in other words, if things don't work out in a couple of years, they could just part ways. Is that what you think is the way you read the
contract? That's the way I read it, and it doesn't cost them as much early on as it would later, but he's probably not going to be there in his fourth year, you know, and they may renegotiate, but initially no draft choice, and initially it's not as big against the cap as I thought it would be.
I mean, why would Derek Carr, let's play it from the other side, why would Derek Carr have, I know he's got a relationship with Dennis Allen because he drafted him when Dennis Allen was a coach of the Raiders. But there were other teams pursuing Derek. I know the Jets were not his first choice. He was not their first choice because they still think they can get Aaron Rodgers. But there were a couple other teams in the mix. Why do you think Derek Carr decided to take this kind of deal and go with the Saints?
Well, I mean, we don't know if he could have gotten a better deal somewhere else. And you know, the Saints have been close to the playoffs the last couple of years, and Dennis Allen might have something to do with it. Maybe he thinks they're going to keep Michael Thomas. You know, the Saints have been average the last 2 years, but they're still known as a pretty good team. He's going to have a much better defense than he's used to, so he just might see it as a good opportunity. You know, I don't know how close he got with the other teams, but it's debatable whether those teams would be better than this one, though. You know, I mean, it's always a big question because I don't know how good the Saints are going to be this year. But if you know, if Carr's healthy and he's decent and the defense plays well, they might have a chance of being a little over 500 and getting into the playoffs.
Well, yeah, because of, right, the division, you know, you got to see what Carolina obviously made a big move with that trade with the Bears. And obviously, I would think that Stroud's their guy. They're not saying that, but I mean, I know but between Stroud and Young and Levis and those guys, That's where I would go. But also, to me, it may say that maybe Derek Carr's value is not as great as he thought it might have been as a unrestricted free agent, because he was gone. The Raiders released him, and he could negotiate with whoever he wanted. So I'm wondering, and maybe there's a lot of teams out there that are not that in love with Derek Carr. And they think he's a little above that. I think he's like a Dak Prescott type guy who can look very good in the regular season, but can he translate to the postseason? So those are my concerns, Glenn, about the Derek Carr acquisition.
He's a middle of the road quarterback. He's not as good as Dak Prescott. His stats are similar to Andy Dalton's, but he's much younger than Andy. So that's kind of what the Saints are trying to get. He's kind of an okay quarterback, but maybe he'll be better with a better defense, and he's still relatively young. So it's not a bad acquisition. It's also not a bold acquisition, but again, I think it's better than what they have. Maybe not by much, but okay. It's still better than what they have.
What are you moving to to college basketball? I know LSU had a rough season. Tulane needs to win both games, Memphis, and then beat Houston again in the tournament. But do you agree? I think this is one of the most open years in college basketball, where I think you could argue a third to a half of the teams that get in the big dance in the tournament have a chance to win it. Like, I couldn't even decide, look at the odds, who I would like as a long shot in this tournament. How do you see that? Do you think this is the most wide open we've seen it in several years? And give me a few teams you think that are not on the radar that might have a chance to make a run and maybe win the championship.
Well, I think it's been open before. I mean, that's something people say a lot, but it's been open before. There's the blue bloods aren't in it quite as much. North Carolina was in the championship game last year, and they should not be invited. I like Alabama. You never know what team could get hot. I mean, Vanderbilt is playing well. I still like Kentucky. Kansas, to me, is still really good. Bill Self is having an illness right now. Hopefully he'll be back for the NCAA tournament. I like Houston. I mean, they've been number one for several weeks now, but they're not from a blue blood conference by any means. But I think they are a really good team. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be at the first round either in Birmingham or wherever Alabama is, and then I'm going to be in Houston for the Final Four. But to me, it's as open as it's ever been, but it's open more times than you think.
Yeah, I just think there are more teams that maybe have a chance. But if I had to pick one of the top teams, the number ones, number twos, I think Houston's the right team because they play better defense than most schools. And then we'll end on this note. The Pelicans and the new Zion Williamson's going to be evaluated again in 2 weeks. Some people think that the only way he plays this year is if they make the playoffs, which I think is a possibility because they're already would be in the play-in and their schedule is not that difficult. They've got San Antonio, Houston twice, I think Oklahoma City. So they've got a lot of winnable games. What do you see in your crystal ball? Where do you see the Pelicans at the end of the season?
Well, I see them as being a 500 or less team and, having a chance to get into the playoffs as one of the, last entrants. That's kind of been their history. I think Zion has probably missed more games than he's played, right, in the NBA.
Yeah, right, probably so.
I don't see that changing. I mean, he just seems very injury-prone and I think he needs to try to lose as much weight as possible. That might be contributing to the injuries. The Pelicans they seem hexed to me. Every time we think they might be good, they're really not. So it looks like another one of those type years.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. Hey, Glenn, it's always a pleasure. And give me one. What team you think has the best chance to win the tournament, the college basketball? You got like Houston or Alabama? Is that where you're leaning? You would think.
I really like Alabama. I don't know if they'll win it all, but I think Alabama's going to get to the Final Four, and they've never been to the Final Four. So I see that happening. After that, I don't really have a pick for a championship team. But they are really good. They're explosive and they play decent defense. So I think they could go a far way.
Yeah, I think they're one of in Houston as well. Hey, Glenn, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was Glenn Gilbert with Outkick.com. I worry about Alabama. They had a very good team a few years ago. I bet them at 25-1 to win, and they lost like in the second or third round. Brandon Miller's fantastic. He might be the best freshman in the country. And I'm worried about, even though he's probably not going to have any issues with legal issues with that incident, I still think it hangs a little bit over them. Nate Oates, you know, he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach, which I think is important when you have such parity in college basketball. And I just don't know. Kansas, I was there. I love going to Lawrence. It was great. I appreciate all the hospitality there. I just don't think they can win 2 years in a row. I just don't think with all the parity that's going to happen. But anyway, we got to take one more break. We'll be back with our final guest to wrap up the show live here in the paint.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, he's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
We're back for the final segment, and want to mention again, we want to thank Shane Finkelstein for joining us. NOLA on Tap, the Beer Fest. That's this next Saturday, March 18th, 2 to 7, Lafreniere Park. Again, craft beer, food trucks. They've got the Brutality, the female wrestling, homebrews. He talked about the doggy drag show as well. And you can get that information. All that great sponsors as well. Live music, George Porter Jr., John Cleary, Choppa, the Honey Island Swamp Band. A lot of good stuff there. Yeah, You Write Events, of course, is a host. And we had him in here. And NOLAONTAP.org is a website. NOLAONTAP.org. Lafreniere Park, a week from today. Beer, you can try all kinds of beer, unlimited beer. They're going to have some food trucks, great food as well. And again, live music. So please support that. I want to mention our buddies over at Timberlane, playtimberlane.com, the Golf Vantage Program, of course, the pro Richie Tomlin. 504-367-5010 is the number if you want to book a tee time by telephone, 367-5010, area code 504, or go to playtimberlane.com for the Golf Advantage Program. Henry Hart's Gala is tonight. I'm going to try to make it over there from 7 to 11. HenryOakwinFoundation.org. It's for cancer research. It's a great cause to raise money. They're going to be at the Alexander Room in Metairie. That's 3200 Ridge Lake Drive. That's right one block from Causeway, basically between West Esplanade and Veterans, so right across from Lakeside Shopping Center. And Snappers and the Fish Sticks, great band. They play the event every year. So Snapper and the Fish Sticks will be playing there. Again, the Henry Hart's Gala, henryoakwinfoundation.org. You can still purchase tickets today at the Alexander Room in Metairie, 3200 Ridge Lake Drive. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, we talking about the Rain Tree, which is March 17th. That's a week from yesterday, Friday night. The gala at the Orpheum Theater, beautiful Orpheum Theater in New Orleans. That's from 6 to 7 as a patron, 7 to 10. It's Paint the Town Green, of course. Perfect theme for, you know, around St. Patrick's Day. And it's the website's raintree.org. So those are some of the great events coming up. And we're going to finish with, again, like I said, the Saints, to me, need to, they remind me a little bit of the federal government. It's like they like to borrow and keep moving things down the road to the future. And, you know, and that's what we do in the federal government. We raise the debt ceiling and we kick the can down the road, whatever. And because they feel like, I guess they feel like they can win right now. Now, what I would agree with one thing, the division, obviously, look what happened this past year. The division is very ripe to win. We don't know right now. We don't even know who Tampa Bay's quarterback is going to be. They're going to probably address it in free agency. Carolina just made a big trade with the Bears, so they have the first pick in the draft. So we assume they're going to pick one of the quarterbacks. I think it's going to be C.J. Stroud, because if I had to pick between him, Bryce Young, and Levis, the quarterback for Kentucky, I'm going with C.J. Stroud. I think he's the best of those. I still think we should have waited and drafted a quarterback with the 29th pick through the Sean Payton deal. And I still like Max Duggan, the quarterback from TCU. I think the Saints will maybe draft a quarterback later in the draft as a backup, unless they can work out a deal with Andy Dalton to stay on as a backup and pay him as little as possible. You know, Andy Dalton could think about retiring. He's been in the league several years. If I was Andy Dalton and the Saints said, hey, we're going to pay you a few million to be the backup, I would probably do it if I was him. He might want to see if any other teams are interested. But the Saints need to address issues, whether it's on the offensive line, especially running back and wide receiver. They struggled with those positions, especially when Kamara didn't play. Kamara's probably going to be suspended because of the court case. Regardless of whether what happens with the case, the NFL is going to suspend him probably 4 to 6 games. So you're going to be he's going to be missing about a third of the season probably. And they just in you know and you just got to move on from Mark Ingram. They made mistakes obviously with Murray. They you know Latavius Murray. They should have kept him. They should not have let him slip under the cracks like that. But you can draft solid running backs in the middle of the draft. You could pick up running backs in free agency. Free agency starts next week. So here comes free agency, and we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and all these other guys, for example. You know, we're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and some and players across the board. Look at just the release. The Vikings just released Adam Thielen, who was who I would love to have Adam Thielen on my team. I don't think he's going to be that inexpensive, though. But they need to address wide receiver as well and, you know, and figure out what they want to do with Mike Thomas. I think what they should do with Mike Thomas is if it's less expensive and it's less of a cap hit to release him, I'd probably do that and cut my losses. I don't think he necessarily wants to be here. He hasn't played basically in 2 years. So I don't see a point in keeping him around. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of interest in a trade for him. And he's going to cost some money, some dead money as well. But I think releasing him would be the way to cut your losses. But like I said, wide receivers in free agency and running backs and draft as well. And that's where they need to go. It'll be interesting now what they want to do with the 29th pick because they don't need a quarterback now with Derek Carr. So we'll see how that goes. A long way to go for that. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to talk about the Saints. College basketball tournament, one of the other topics besides the Pelicans. My position is look for long shots. I know the chalk's probably going to be the Kansas, Houston, Alabama, maybe Purdue, Arizona, UCLA, one of those teams. I think you could see a couple of those teams in the Final Four, but I think it's so wide open. I think anybody can win. Who's peaking? Who's hot at the right time? Going into the conference tournaments, which are wrapping up this weekend, today and tomorrow, and then the tournament starts, the play-in starts Tuesday, and then, of course, Thursday and Friday is the first round. Saturday and Sunday would be the second round to get to the Sweet 16. So we're only a week away from the first round of the tournament. Excluding the play-in games. And I just think University of Miami, Virginia, schools like that who might be a pretty good price you should look at in what I think is going to be the most competitive and wide open. I think a third to a half of the teams in the tournament can win the tournament this year. I can't say that every year. I understand what Glenn was saying, that it's been pretty open for years, somewhat open, more so I think this year. And finally, with the Pelicans, The bad news, of course, Zion might not play in the regular season and possibly would be available in the playoffs. I think he will eventually. I think they're going to try to play him maybe in the last week of the regular season if he can play. And then because if he can't, I don't know if it's worth playing him in the playoffs because then you could be disrupting the chemistry. He hasn't played since early January in that game against the Sixers in Philly. So I'm just wondering, if you can't get him in the mix before the end of the regular season, is it worth doing that? Because look how well they did last year without him, winning in the play-in and then playing Phoenix a great series, a six-game series in the first round last year. Seems like they were playing better last year than this year. But that's my thoughts on that. Ingram injury, ankle issue, we'll see how that goes because that's a concern as well. If Ingram's not available, then I'm not sure the Pelicans can even make the play-in. But I think if Ingram is okay, even without Zion, with the schedule they've got, I think they can get in the play-in. But I think it's going to be a lot more difficult to get out of the play-in and get into the regular playoffs than last year because they were playing much better last year. They had better chemistry, better effort. And they have a little more injury issues as well this year. But we'll see how that goes. We'll be back next Saturday for another great show. But, again, I want to remind everybody about NOLA on Tap. Next Saturday, with Shane Finkelstein was on with us about that. Glenn Gilbo, Garrett Smith, thank them. And then, of course, the Raintree people, Alton Howard, Raintree.org with their event, Paint the Town Green, which is Friday, this coming Friday, 6 to 7, 7 to 10 at the Orpheum Theater. And also our good buddies over at PlayTimberlane.com, 504-367-5010. Reminder of that. And finally, Henry Hart's Gala tonight. Go by there, 7-11 p.m., HenryOakwinFoundation.org, purchase tickets. The Alexander Room in Metairie, 3200 Ridgelake Drive. Music is by Snapper and the Fish Sticks. They're worth the price of admission. We got to wrap it up. We will talk to you in 7 days next Saturday morning.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action,
send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement. Jeff Foster, Jeff
Foster. He's a man of integrity. Attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall.